Chapter 4. Suppose you see two mothers with their children in a park. One is the type who shouts a warning at once when her kid starts doing something even slightly unsafe. She fills the air with cries of, "Don't do this and don't do that." The other is the kind who patiently lets her kid run risks, allowing unsafe play to a certain extent, yet keeping an anxious watch at the same time. Which mother would you prefer? Which is the better parent to raise a child? Be they children or adults, humans often experience failure. The important thing is knowing how to deal with and recover from it. We cannot acquire the ability and wisdom to make a successful recovery and become strong enough to face the world again without the experience of failure. Unsuccessful trials, willingness to face bad results, the guts to confront trouble, all lead to the development of personality. Failure tests a person, and the process of recovery from the failure lets us know that person's true depth of character. The "don't rock the boat" perception rules everywhere in Japan, not only in schools but at companies and public offices. Many people feel that admitting to failure disturbs group harmony. Only a few realize that claiming to care so much for group or social harmony may be just an excuse. In business, for example, Japanese companies are liable to hide or cover up accidents resulting from the use of their products. How could this be corrected? Whatever suggestions might be offered for changing social systems or our widespread tendency to hide or cover up, reform is easier said than done. To stop such bad practices, people themselves must learn from their failures. What should not be overlooked here is that the general lack of Japanese individuality is rooted in fear of failure. It is not just success that shapes a person's individuality, but also participating in unsuccessful but interesting experiments, tackling difficulties bravely and actively, and learning from memories of failure. So mothers in the park, tell your own experiences of failure and recovery to your kids and inform them that everybody fails in order to encourage them. Let them do whatever they want to their heart's content. Be aware that too much care may prevent the proper growth of individuality and deprive the child of the chance to develop naturally.